The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, let's bring on Colin Roberts now. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing smashing. Now, your NFT project is called Akin NFTs. So what actually is the project? How would you describe it?
So Akin NFT is an anime-style NFT project being built in an Ethereum blockchain. It's an awesome way, low-cost way to learn about your first NFT project, invest in the project with utility, and get yourself a cool profile picture.
Yeah. And for those that maybe haven't heard the term before, what would you say an NFT actually is?
An NFT is like a traceable digital asset, a way of making and storing digital asset information within the blockchain.
Yeah. And how did you yourself and your brother, I suppose, actually get into this kind of thing?
We kind of actually just started like hearing about it from, we were listening to Gary Vee a little bit, hearing him talk about NFTs, and then we kind of did some independent research on some of the newer NFTs that are kind of popping up in the market. Yeah. And we were just like, this sounds like so much fun. It sounds like something that like you could really build a community around. Mm. And so we just decided to get started with it, you know, and it just, you know, started making layers and started getting ready to, you know, get them put out there.
Yeah. And was this the first NFT project that you worked on, or have you done others before?
This is the first one that we're working on.
Mm. So how did this idea actually come about?
It really came about because me and my brother have always wanted to have a way to be able to engage with a community online through some kind of like, you know, purchasable thing that kind of gives them access to some unique features or some, you know, unique kind of group that you can go and do things with. And so when we kind of started looking into NFTs, we realized it was kind of like the perfect revenue for that.
Absolutely. And how does this NFT project actually work?
So basically what we're trying to do is we're going to release these NFTs, and then through releasing them, we're going to try to build kind of like a metaverse-esque place for it. You know, we want to have a community where people can come and be able to interact with other owners of the NFTs. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to have the community kind of guide the project into seeing what they want to see come out of it, whether that's making a whole open world kind of, you know, book to it, or making a comic series about some characters that people own, or, you know, whatever path that kind of the community decides that it wants to take. I think that's our biggest goal for it.
Mm, absolutely. And here's the other ignorant question. What is the metaverse?
So the metaverse, at least the best way for me that I've been able to think about it is it's basically a social media platform that will eventually come around, you know, once it's in full force, that everyone from around the world will be able to display their unique art, lifestyle, you know, because in the sense of like in the metaverse, you can build your own characters, own property, own art, and all that kind of stuff. I think it's just going to be a really, really cool way to be able to see how everyone's able to interact around the world on the internet in front of each other.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm really excited for it. I've always wanted, like, you know, I've played video games in the past, and, you know, Call of Duty lobbies and stuff like that are fun, but when I've gone into at least, you know, VR or anything like that and seen some of the people that talk in it, the community's great. So I'm really excited for where the community's going.
Yeah. Is the metaverse then kind of like this big virtual world? It's almost like having a second life, maybe.
Yeah, kind of. I think that's where a lot of people, I think, are going to get, not value, but I think where a lot of people are going to be allured to it, because I think people are going to use it as an escapism, kind of, where they're going to use it to kind of be able to be a different person. One of my favorite movies that kind of explain what the metaverse is going to be is called Ready Player One.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I imagine the metaverse will be in 5 years.
Interesting. Do you think that the metaverse and NFTs in general and all this stuff that's linked to it is the future?
I definitely think it has the potential to be the future. I think it really depends on how the community and how people who are like working on the metaverse actually build it, because I really, really do believe that there's a lot of good that can be done within the metaverse when it comes to, you know, artists having credibility for their music and having, you know, better interaction with their fans and other things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be pretty promising.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think that NFTs are also quite important, you know, maybe economically and socially?
I think they're almost just as important as, you know, cryptocurrency kind of is nowadays. You know, everyone loves it because it's able to go through the blockchain and it kind of circumvents a lot of, you know, policies that go through other countries and things like that. And it gives people in maybe a little bit more restrictive countries the ability to be able to shine more in the social media aspect of the world, because it's more of a business thing, or it's, you know, you're using it through the blockchain as purchasable product. So I really, really enjoy that.
Yeah. So in terms of Aiken NFTs, what would you say makes this particular project important?
It's the fact that it's a passion that I've wanted to do for a long time. I've always liked art. I've always liked drawing. And I've always wanted to be able to build something where people were kind of almost awed by the world that's going to be created through it. You know, I've always wanted to build my own video game. That's kind of one of my dreams. And so if through Aiken, I can build a universe and a world where I have everybody own their own characters, and then I'm able to build a world where I could possibly, you know, build storylines for people's characters in the way that they want it, because they own that NFT. And now, you know, that's not 100% of what, you know, my plan is for, you know, part of it. But, you know, that's where I at least see the future of it going in my head, you know, is just a community who's driving a major massive story through the community, not through us. You know, we use the community as the outlet to be able to make that happen.
Absolutely. And also you've got a Discord server as well, which seems to be quite common for NFT projects. Why is that, by the way?
It's really because Discord is very, very good at having user interaction. So like anytime I'm in a Discord server, most of the time, every single person that's on it has responded at some time or another. If there's a Discord with 5,000, 10,000 people in it, there's usually 1,200 people on that server talking at one time. People, it's crazy how much people use it as an actual messaging app.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, where can we find the NFT project and the Discord server and keep up to date with how everything's going?
So we have a Twitter, Instagram, and the Discord server, obviously, and you can find links to all that through their respective social medias. You can also find us on OpenSea, I believe. I believe we have it registered on OpenSea now.
Yeah.
And then I think we're trying to make a YouTube here in a couple of weeks, so that should be coming out very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of things can we expect from the YouTube channel then?
We're going to try to post updates on project releases. We're going to try to maybe release some little short animations of the characters and stuff like that to kind of build some excitement and hype around what's to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, many thanks for coming on today. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you again. I appreciate you having me on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.